We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and winery at Keepersall, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. According to reports, President Trump is routinely putting in 16 to 18-hour days. Long reputed to sleep only a few hours at night, Donald Trump is working from the very early morning until the very late evening. One can only imagine being a member of the White House staff. The pace is apparently blistering. Doctors will no doubt tell us that President Trump's sleeping habits are ill-advised and dangerous. I'm sure they're right. But good for President Trump anyway, because he's apparently aware that the window for turning the American economy around and getting its legendary jobs creation machine running again is very limited. In his now legendary press conference of last week, the president said, "I inherited a mess." He was referring to many things in that statement, including the state of America's foreign relations, but he cited the domestic economy as well. And he should have. 8 years of increasingly stifling regulation, avoidance of badly needed tax reform, an increasing reliance on public benefits by an increasing percentage of the population, the burdens and dislocations attendant to Obamacare, and a general anti-business attitude throughout the Obama administration have all conspired to exact a heavy toll. Conservatives like me and hard-left liberals like Bernie Sanders at last agree on something. The official 4.8% unemployment rate is perhaps the single most misleading of all government statistics. The real unemployment rate, the rate that considers those of working age who have given up looking for work, stands well above 10%. In about 12 weeks, another 3 million college graduates will enter an economy that for the past decade has produced a historically low number of full-time jobs. We now have what some economists call a gig economy, one in which a high percentage of workers work at multiple part-time jobs, work as independent contractors, or who do project work on a temporary basis. Most such jobs offer few or no benefits, and most such employment makes qualifying for car loans and mortgages difficult or impossible. As a result, young working-age Americans are putting off getting married, buying a home, and starting a family. More than 40% of young adults age 18 to 34 are living with their parents, a 75-year high. That delay in coming of age economically affects everything, from home building to manufacturing to consumer banking to new business creation. All of this can be fixed by a growing economy, but the hour is late. If allowed to become the new normal, as some liberals believe that it already is, stagnation followed by decline will become inevitable and ultimately irreversible. Just ask the Japanese. They never recovered from their lost decade in the 1990s. The same could become true for us in our lost decade that began in 2008 if we don't move quickly. So the president's working 18-hour days. Let's hope he's spending those hours pushing tax reform, regulatory relief, energy independence, and sanity on our borders. We'll sleep better if he does. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Imagine doing something season after season for decades for which you have real passion. Then imagine that one day a dispassionate group of your peers announces to the world that you're the very best at it. So it happened for the winery at Keepersall. At the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition last November, the judges there declared that the Keepersall Winery is the best in Texas out of more than 200 Texas wineries, and for good reason. The estate-grown, meticulously crafted wines from Keepersall will make you proud that you're a Texan. An example that has become a favorite of mine is the 2011 Keepersall Mengsel, a Bordeaux-style blended red that I reach for personally and that has become my default wine to offer company. I strongly urge you to try this wine for yourself at the Keepersall Winery. Tell them I sent you, and of course, the nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.